Get closer to the game with Starting Lineup on SiriusXM NBA Radio.
We're talking with Rudy Tomjanovich, who led the Rockets to two titles in 94 and 95. All right, Coach, what about today's Houston Rockets? You know, pretty similar in, from the standpoint of, you know, a team built around a big man, in this case, Dwight Howard. James Harden is a terrific player. They got a bunch of good role players, Chandler Parsons, Patrick Beverley. This talk about them maybe trying to create some salary cap space to make a run at LeBron, maybe Carmelo Anthony. How close do you think this Houston Rocket team is to really being a championship contender?
Well, what I've seen is they're right there. You know, and now they have another part of the formula, and that's Payne. I think that's got to be a part of it, you know, something that gets under your collar and irritates you that, you know, hey, we're better than that. You know, next time I get that opportunity, we're gonna move on. You know, they lost in a kind of very, very tough situation where a guy, you know, with a second to go, flings one up there. You know, what a way to go down. And I'm sure, you know, they've learned a lot from that situation. I think they're right there. You know, a player, you know, any of the players you're talking about, you know, and they're right up there with the best contenders in the league.
And Coach, what about the when you look at a guy like Harden during the regular season, seems to spend his life at the foul line, yet in the playoffs, maybe not getting all those calls. You think he's at a point where he really has to adjust a little bit when it comes to the playoffs? Because in the regular season, like I said, you look at that box score. He's shooting, you know, 10 free throws a game, 11, 12. He always seems to be there. In the playoffs, he seemed to be a little bit frustrated that he wasn't getting some of those calls.
Well, you know, teams are going to – that's what's so great about the playoffs is that they can hone in. You know, that could be the number one thing on the opponent's chalkboard. If let's don't put him on the line, he's an amazing player. The guy, you know, his euro step and how he gets through guys and gets to the basket, he is truly, you know, a phenomenon. And, you know, you're going to be seeing that more because guys are going to emulate him. And really a special player. And yeah, when you're a special player like that, people are going to make big adjustments and try to take part of your game away.
We're talking with Rudy Tomjanovich, who led the Rockets to two titles in 94 and 95. You know, Coach, yesterday was the anniversary of Game 5, June 17th, 1994. It was a wild night, obviously, at Madison Square Garden. You guys end up losing. Then you went home and you won the next two games to win your first title. But that was also the night of the O.J. Simpson, the Bronco chase. What do you remember about that night at Madison Square Garden, which obviously for you it's a little bit different? You're on the sideline as opposed to people who are home watching all this craziness unfold. But what are your recollections about that night in particular?
Yeah, well, you know, I've been asked that question because it is the anniversary, and I'll have to say I had no idea and really did not care to know anything. I was so buried into trying to find a solution to win another game. And what was interesting is when we flew back and we came to the airport, our city stayed up late, and they were there at the airport, and they greeted us, and people were running around, and somebody jumped in my car. I mean, the fans were out on the ground, you know, where our cars were parked and all that, and some friends were there, jumped in the car, and said, you know, we couldn't even see the game, and you know, that's when I realized that something like that had happened, and you know, they're on pins and needles. And saying, you know, what's this deal with this Bronco? We want to see what's happening with the Rockets.
The Starting Lineup, weekdays from 7 to 10 a.m. Eastern on SiriusXM NBA Radio, Channel 217, and on the SiriusXM app.